Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 4th, 2022. This morning I will talk about life under God. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Most merciful Father, we praise you for the many undeserved blessings and miracles of this life, for you alone are trustworthy and worthy of our praise. Forgive us when we turn our heads away from you, when life is good and we credit our own efforts for your blessings. Forgive our faithless lives and the opportunities lost during our intransity. Have mercy on us and bring us back to you. Thank you for the guidance of godly friends and faithful churches. Heal our sin-sick ways, seal our hearts in faithful service, bring us back into communion with your church. Give us eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts for those in need. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Si Dieu n'existe pas, il faudrait le mentir. Out of respect for Voltaire, perhaps, since 1956, U.S. currency bears the inscription, "In God We Trust," in spite of much complaining from atheists. Voltaire's comment that if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him, bears witness to the communal need for a common set of values, purpose, and loyalty, without which community becomes much less likely. Centering on the image of God unites us even in the absence of faith. The devolution of society today is a painful reminder of how decentering leads to degeneration. The effect is much like the problem of transacting business without a common currency. Coinage allows transactions to take place between two parties whose lack of common needs might otherwise make a barter transaction difficult. Consider barter between a country doctor and a chicken farmer. How many chickens is delivering a baby worth? Suppose the doctor charges 100 chickens. How do the chickens get transported? What happens to the chickens between chicken dinners? What if the doctor delivers another chicken farmer baby that week? Business is so much easier if the doctor gets paid in a common currency. Removing a common currency not only raises the cost of doing business, it demotivates civility and lowers productivity. Early in my career, I was a country analyst for USDA and shared an office with an expat Russian analyst. Let me call him Yuri. Accustomed to living in a planned society with an active black market tradition, when Yuri wanted to sell a car, he spent the entire day calling up his expat friends, trying to find a buyer. Where we might trade a used car with a dealer or place an ad online, Yuri spent the day searching for a friend of a friend interested in a car. Language is the most important commodity of our culture. Historically, translation of the Bible into local dialects has been an important catalyst in the development of national languages. For 1,000 years, Latin played a key role in the development and cultural unity of Western civilization. Later, Luther's Bible helped unify High German among the many Germanic principalities. The King James Bible was the one and only book owned by most English-speaking people for about 500 years. Languages not written down tend to devolve more quickly in a kind of Tower of Babel effect. Linguist Guy Deutschler begins a study of the evolution of language with an audacious claim that the advent of language is what made us human. Even the Einstein of chimps, Kanzi, who could recognize up to 500 words in simple sentences, cannot string together these symbols and form real sentences. The human brain appears pre-wired for language, even if the potential was slow to be realized. Pre-wiring is an interesting synonym for creation. It is curious that the God who spoke the universe into being would create us with an inborn proclivity to speak. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? A common thread running through the blessings of a life centered on faith in God is that these blessings represent a general revelation of God. One of the most important blessings that we have seen during the COVID pandemic is the development of an effective vaccine in less than a year, something completely unprecedented in medical history, with implications for all of humanity. Do we credit God or science for this vaccine? For years I have described scientific discoveries as God's Easter eggs, treats that we as parents hide where we know our kids will find them. Confronted with an undeserved blessing, how do you respond? In Luke 17:12-19, we read the story of how Jesus healed 10 lepers, yet only one, a Samaritan, returned to give Jesus thanks. Oftentimes, the only difference between a general revelation and a special revelation of Scripture is our response in thanksgiving, relationship, and faith. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.